Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Wyoming delegation calls for unity after assassination attempt. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. In the wake of the attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump at a campaign event in Butler, Pennsylvania this weekend, Wyoming Senators John Barrasso and Cynthia Lummis, along with Congresswoman Harriet Hageman, are calling for national unity. They hope the incident will lead to a reduction in violent political rhetoric and division. Cowboy State Daily reported, Senator Lummis expressed optimism that the event could prompt unity, praising Trump's calm and courageous response. Hageman, while horrified and angry, noted that such violence is unsurprising given the intense political rhetoric and demonization of Trump. She criticized media portrayals such as the New Republic's cover depicting Trump as Adolf Hitler for inciting unstable individuals to act violently. Barrasso highlighted the negative impact of vilifying Trump, which he believes contributed to the attack. He received messages of support for Trump from Wyoming residents and emphasized the former president's resilience and leadership. Authorities identified Thomas Matthew Crooks, a registered Republican, as the shooter. Despite his lack of social media indicators, Crooks used an AR-15-style rifle in the attack, killing one man and critically injuring two others besides Trump. The Wyoming delegation condemned the incident and called for increased security measures. Hageman specifically demanded the firing of U.S. Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle for the security lapse and advocated for more Secret Service protection for Trump and independent candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. The incident has drawn parallels to the wave of political assassinations in the 1960s and 70s, with Barrasso recalling the shooting of Ronald Reagan. The Wyoming representatives stressed the need to address the violent political climate and ensure the safety of political leaders. Kidnapper sentenced to prison in Campbell County. Alex E. Sigvaldson has been sentenced to at least 9 years in prison for kidnapping a woman and making automatic weapon threats in Gillette. Sigvaldson received credit for 389 days already served. He pleaded guilty to felony kidnapping and misdemeanor interference with a peace officer as part of a plea deal that led to the dismissal of charges related to unlawful contact, theft, and drug use. According to the Gillette News Record, the incident occurred in May 2023 when Sigvaldson kidnapped a woman at the local Walmart, threatening her with gun violence if she didn't comply. He indicated that he would summon friends with automatic weapons via his phone. Despite the woman trying to signal for help, Sigvaldson forced her to accompany him outside, where she eventually escaped and reported the incident to the police. Following the report, Sigvaldson was involved in two more incidents, accosting women at an elementary school and stealing a sweatshirt from a fueling station. He was arrested after a brief chase. The police used statements and surveillance footage to establish probable cause for his arrest. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.